Good first quarter for Manasquan as we welcome you back in here to the Pine Belt Arena. 19-7, the score right now in favor of the Caseys, their biggest advantage of the night as it sits right now, the 12-point spread led in that first quarter by the freshman, Stella Clark, who had 8 points.
Yeah, big three right there at the buzzer. That's enough to make the speech between quarters rather exciting in the RBC huddle. RBC not doing much of anything right now. That's why they trail this one by 12 points.
Manasquan gets it here. Off the quarter break. Hart going around the picket fence setup, moving off to her right. Now driving, reverse layup left side, and Eva Hart gets her first basket of the night with a pretty one-on-one move.
You know, none of these layups that have been made or have been easy layups. Tremendous shooting by the Warriors of Manasquan.
21-7 and a turnover as Lynch has the ball go through her hands and out of bounds. It will be Manasquan basketball in their backcourt. Full court pressure applied here by RBC. Looking for something to change the tide here of this game. Hart using a screen to break the timeline with the dribble. 7:20 to go in the second quarter. 21-7, Manasquan. Sullivan comes out high. We'll dump it down low. Ford, the kick out for Hageman. Her three just off the mark, and a long rebound will trickle out of bounds, and we'll go back over to the Caseys.
Well, if you told me, Matt, that Courtney Hageman would have no points at this point, oh, she doesn't, right? She has 5 points, excuse me. But, you know, she has not shot it well, and Manasquan still with the big lead.
There's a putback by Barrazzati. Her first basket off the miss from Montague. Cuts the lead back down to 12, 21-9. Hart working one-on-one against Montague. Hageman will drive.
Uh-oh.
Down inside, and a foul will come. If it's on Fallon, who was involved, it's going to be her third. No. It will not be. It's going to be Jackie Robinson, who will get whistled for her first, and the team's third.
Hageman will go to the line for two. As I said before, she doesn't shoot real well for a good shooter from the line. Came in at 2-for-7, 29%.
2-of-2 so far tonight. Make it 3-of-3.
Early in the season, you make 4 or 5 in a row, and that percentage shoots up.
Gwen McMenamin has checked back in for RBC. Cameron Lynch will take a seat on the bench for Joe Montano. Second one by Hageman. High arcing shot, also good. 4 of 4 now from the line. She's got 7. The lead back to 14, 23-9 with 6:35 to go in the first half. Robinson flipping off on the left side for McMenamin. Fallon down to the post on the left block. Kicks back out for McMenamin. Drives baseline. Cut off there by Bryant. Manasquan has stayed pretty tight in a man-to-man defense, and RBC yet to solve it offensively. McMenamin far sideline. Fallon again in the post. Off the double team, she is bumped. Eva Hart. Hart will be whistled for her second foul. That'll be team foul number 6 on Manasquan. And Hart will take a seat on the bench, be replaced by Stella Clark, who leads all scorers right now with 8.
Tough for Stella Clark. 8 points in the first quarter, and she started the quarter on the bench.
Fallon out of the high post. Spins off to her right. Hanging jumper off the mark. Rebound inside by Robinson. Kicks out for Montague. Fallon open from 3. Left side. That one back rim no good. Another offensive rebound. Montague has it. Lost it on her way up. Tried to flip it at the foul line for Fallon, and it's intercepted by Manasquan. Given back, though, Montague will miss the left side layup, and Clark corrals the loose ball for Manasquan.
Montague, a quick backcourt player. Good hands that time. Just did not finish it with the easy layup.
Good ball fake by Ford. Going to drive and have it deflect out of bounds
by Fallon.
It will stay with Manasquan. 5:33 to go here in the opening half. Manasquan 23, RBC 9. Hageman looking off the inbound, finds Clark. Tried to get in the high post for Sullivan, deflected away by Fallon. Picked up by Ford. Manasquan controls. Clark goes behind the back, penetrates past Montague. running left-hand shot down the lane, no good. Loose ball deflected out of bounds. Will stay with Manasquan. Baseline right.
Seems like what Manasquan has done, Matt, is they've widened everybody. Sam is out on the wing, and they've opened up the lane, and Manasquan has had a little easy time getting down the lane with some easy layups.
Hageman's open from three, and that is good. Can't leave her that open. Her second three here of the half.
And her ninth overall, and she shoots it a lot. Came in 7 for 30. She's already got two.
Barazzotti tries to answer with a three. Off the mark. McMenamin with the rebound put back on the left side. Her second basket of the night. She's got four in the lead, 26-11 in favor of Manasquan. Clark will turn it over. Fallon has it. Two on three. Skip pass. Left corner. Barazzotti. Clark gets there defensively. Barazzotti will drive. Leave it short off the rim. Rebounded by Maureen Coakley, who just checked in for RBC. And the Caseys here with an opportunity to slice into a 15-point advantage for Manasquan. Fallon. Last touch out of bounds by Clark. It will be RBC basketball with 4:19 to go. And a 30-second timeout has been asked for and granted by Lisa Kokoda, the second-year head coach, wanting to talk things over, and we'll keep it here. Just a reminder, coming up after this one, right around 7:30, it'll be Jackson, the top seed, taking on number 7 Manchester in the boys' final. Part of three games that you've been listening to today on the Shore Sports Network. Manchester, the lower seeded of the two teams, a 7 seed running their way through, is maybe a bit of a surprise getting in to the boys' final. Had a thrilling double overtime win the other night in the semifinals against a Toms River South team.
Great game. And our best crowd of the tournament in that ball game. Just about a packed house here, which doesn't occur too often here at the Pine Belt, but tremendous game, and even could have gone either way and pulled it out at the end.
Teams will come back out off the 30-second timeout. RBC will send out Montague, Fallon, Barazzotti, Coakley, and McMenamin. Clark, Masonis, Sullivan, Ford, and Hageman, the five on the floor for Manasquan. 4:19 to go here, quarter number two. 26-11, Manasquan with the advantage. Montague puts it in play. Fallon off the inbound. Threw it up over her shoulder with her back to the basket, and a foul will be whistled here on Bridget Ford, her second and the team's 7.
Not everybody agrees with that one, especially Bridget Ford and Lisa Kokoda went straight up on that, but Fallon draws the foul and gets to the line for 2.
I would tend to agree. You know, that's one of those. Fallon just threw it over her shoulder, really.
Yeah,
she
bailed her out.
Even
right
facing the basket. Makes the first free throw. Second one on the way, also good. Fallon with 4, all from the line. And the lead now 13 for Manasquan, 26-13. Full court pressure by the Caseys. Clark lost it for a second, breaks the timeline. Freshman-freshman matchup as Montague plays Clark. Dump down pass for Sullivan on the left block. She's fouled on her way up. Almost got it to go, but will go to the free throw line instead for 2.
I think it was on Maureen Coakley.
It is on Coakley.
Yes. You know, when you allow Sullivan to get the ball down low on the block like that, she's going to do one of two things. She's making the layup or she's going to get on the line for 2 shots. And she shoots her foul shots, pretty well. 51%, and she shot a lot of them, 23 of them coming in.
Second free throw as the first one was off the mark and missed. That one also off the mark. Fallon with the rebound. That last foul on Coakley, by the way, her first and the team's 4th. Under the midway point here in the second quarter, 3:55 to go. Fallon has it right side. The 3 just off the mark. Offensive rebound by McMenamin. Will step out right corner and hit it. Long 2 for McMenamin, who's got 6. And the lead now 26-15 for Manasquan.
Well, Quinn McManaman is keeping RBC in the ball game right now with her pretty good shooting. And again, down low to Sullivan.
Sullivan will go to the baseline, get it, and the foul. Fouled again by Coakley. Second consecutive possession. Those two matched up. Sullivan gets the basket that time and to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play.
This is what Joe Montano has to do. He's got to get the big girl, the 6'3", Caitlin Conroy, back into the game to contend with Sam Sullivan. Can't allow her to get the ball down there. The bigger and stronger Conroy will do a better job against Sam Sullivan.
Sullivan missing the free throw, her third miss of the quarter. With the basket, though, it is Manasquan up 28-15. Three-pointer on the way by Barazzotti. And a silly foul that time by Masonis, the freshman. She'll be whistled for her first. And I say silly because you always say you never want to foul on a three. Barazzotti will go to the line here for three free throws.
Young freshman mistake right there.
Eighth team foul. First one by Barazzotti on the way. Rattling home and good.
76% foul shooter, Barazzotti. Easily the best on the team.
Second one on the way. That one also good. 4 points now for Barazzotti, the team's leading scorer. Back into the game, Cameron Lynch for RBC. Montague will take a seat on the bench. Third free throw by Barazzotti. Right-handed shooter. Rattles that one home also. 5 points all in the quarter. Back now to a 10-point spread, 28-18 in favor of Manasquan.
Yeah, those free throws have gotten RBC down to the 10-point mark.
Hageman with it, right corner. Clark flipping for Masonis, who will dribble off to her left. Left side corner for Hageman. Now out of the high post, the ball to Palumbi, and a foul away from the ball will be charged on RBC. It'll be on Quinn McMenamin, her first, team's sixth.
Both teams now will be shooting in a one-and-one situation for the rest of the quarter.
Baseline inbound play. Fallon had it, and then she was knocked over and will draw the foul. It'll be a one-and-one situation here for Grace Fallon. Palumbi will be whistled for it, her first and the team's ninth. 1-1 for Fallon coming up so far around the night. She is perfect from the stripe, 4-4.
What you don't want to do if you're the Warriors is put RBC on the line with the clock stopped and get them back into this game. They've cut it to 9 now with Fallon a chance to cut it to 8.
That free throw no good. Offensive rebound, though, by Barazzotti, and she is fouled and will go to the line.
I think that was Kiara.
Palumbi again, her second, team's 10th.
So everything now will be double bonus, two shots from the line on every foul.
First free throw by Barazzotti off the mark, no good. Her first miss in four tries. Second one on the way, that is good. 6 points for Barazzotti. And we are down now to a single-digit advantage for Manasquan, 28-20. They led by as many as 16. It's down now to 8. Clark in trouble, bouncing for Masonis. The two freshmen on the floor at the same time for Manasquan, and Masonis traveled before she could release the pass. And RBC on a nice little run here to get themselves right back into this game.
Well, between dumb fouls and a couple of turnovers here and there, they've allowed RBC to sneak back into this one. Trail by 8 with a chance to cut it more.
Fallon spinning away from Palumbi. Nice cross-court pass finding Lynch. The 3 off the glass and good.
Well, I don't know if Lynch called it, but it went off the glass and nothing but net. And it's down to 5.
Hageman will get called for steps. Another turnover for Manasquan.
Manasquan can use a timeout.
Time
Matt,
for
right.
Dakota to take a timeout and settle this in. Eva Hart will check back in, bring some experience back into the lineup. Bridget Ford will do the same. Both will come back in with 2 personal fouls.
Yeah, you try to give your team a break and sit the players with 2. But the inexperienced players couldn't get it done, so back to the veterans.
Fallon brought it up court for RBC. Hands off Barazzotti. Nice crossover move. Bouncing in the left corner for Lynch. McMenamin will swing for Fallon on the right perimeter. Going away from the screen. Fallon maybe got away with a travel. Kicks back up top for Lynch. Less than 2 minutes to play here in the first half. 28-23, Manasquan. Fallon. Backdoor cut for Lynch. Has it deflected out of bounds by Sullivan. It'll stay with RBC with 1:45 to go here in the first half. And a couple of substitutions coming into the game. Victoria Galvan, the 6-foot freshman, will check in for her first action tonight. And Tia Monte will come back in for RBC.
Multiple substitutions keeping you busy, Matt.
Off the inbound, Conroy driving. Kicks for Monteague. RBC slowing it down just a little bit here with a minute 35 to go in the opening half. Fallon, good ball fake, driving left side on the baseline. She is hacked on her way up and will go back to the free throw line for two more free throws. It'll be attempts 7 and 8 for Grace Fallon.
Vicky Galvan with the foul. Fallon, who has missed one on the night but been here quite often, we'll shoot two more.
Rattles this one out. Galvan, her first. Manasquan already more than 10. Back into the game, Hageman and Sullivan. As Kokoda trying to go a little offense-defense here and try to keep her best offensive team on the floor. Fallon rattles that one out, and the lead holds 28-23 for Manasquan. Buck 25 to go here in quarter number two. Pass off on the right side for Clark. Driving against Lynch. Has it deflected out of bounds, but it will stay with Manasquan. Stick around at the half. Colleen Kilmurray, the
yes, she will be with me, yes.
Wall head coach, will come by, talk things over with Ed. Crimson Knights with a good tournament. They won the third-place game against Mondon just prior to the tip-off of this final. Hart with the basketball off the inbound. Couple of bounces now to her left. Got called for steps. Couldn't hold the pivot foot. A lot of unforced errors here for Manasquan in this second quarter.
Yeah, exactly, Mac. Not forced at all by RBC. I mean, of course, they are playing fairly good defense, but some of these turnovers are just unforced errors.
60 seconds to go. Monteague will flip for Fallon. Right side perimeter pass for Conroy. Lynch gets it between the circles, pulls back out and resets. Hands off to Fallon on the right, two bounces to her left, back to Lynch. Had her three deflected, I believe. It'll go out of bounds and we'll go back to Manasquan.
Guess not. Guess it wasn't deflected. Huh?
Robinson will come back in. Fallon will sit. And Joe Montano trying to avoid having Fallon get three personal fouls before halftime. 35 seconds to play here in the first half. Hart bringing it up court. Picks up her dribble. Turnover as Robinson stepped into the passing lane. Gives back to Lynch. RBC will slow it down here with 25 seconds to go. Monte gets it right perimeter. Good matchup with Clark. Robinson now right perimeter. And 12 on the clock. And running. We're now at 10. Lynch with it, off on the left side. One dribble, feeding down inside for Conroy. Sullivan had it in the passing lane. Sullivan will let it go at the buzzer and miss the three-point runner, and we will head in to intermission with Manasquan leading this one 28-20. 28-23, I should say. RBC outscoring the Big Blue 16-9 there in the second quarter to make this certainly much more interesting game than we had at some point, as a 16-point advantage for Manasquan has trickled its way down, Ed, all the way to 5 points. Good little run here for the Caseys to get back into the game.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time Manasquan scored, Matt. I mean, it was quite a while because they had the 28, like you said, the 16-point lead, and then with some foul shooting and some turnovers, RBC right back in the game.
Quick 30-second timeout. We'll come right back after this. Ed will be joined by Colleen Kilmurray, the Wall head coach, right after this. You're listening to the WOBM Christmas Classic Final. Manasquan on top of RBC 28-23. We're back in 30 seconds.